hey, hey, Jasmine. Like, what are you waiting for? Just say it.
Go and come as I please and just living life, being one with the world and, you know, traveling like that. But yeah.
That's yours was deep too, man.
That was my one regret.
You can still do it though.
Yeah, it eats.
Drop all your baggage.
And drop some stacks apparently on the RV.
It does eat at me every now and again, just because I really want to be like, I don't want to be tied down to one spot. Like, I mean, of course you can't fly a van across the Pacific Ocean yet. But I just...
Tesla.
Exactly. Tesla's going to be the first one. Y'all, mark my words. Tesla is going to be the first one to create a flying car.
If they haven't already.
It's probably prototype right now.
Exactly.
But, yeah, just going through van life and tripping out.
Really? Come on, mushrooms.
I was talking about going on backpack trips. Anywho, in that same breath, best trip of your life, what was it?
Universal Studios.
Hey, that was me. I redeemed myself.
Awesome. Yeah, that was pretty great.
Yes. I did that. I did. Yes, I did. I'm sorry, go ahead, Phoebe. I'm really excited about that. I'm glad that was the best trip of her life. You just don't understand how happy that makes me. I know that's real selfish, but I'm sorry, y'all. So while PB is thinking of his answer, Universal Studios was Lady D's graduation trip. The reason it was so cool is because she did not know that PB was also going to be there. And she also did not know that we were going to blindfold her, kidnap her, and take her down to Florida. So what we did was we blindfolded her, and then we kidnapped her, and then we took her to Universal Studios. And it was super awesome, because if that's the best trip of her life, I did that. Hell yeah. Ha! Big sister award goes to me. Or did you do that? Did you do that?
No, that was you.
That was me?
That was you. That was a female Libra.
I didn't want to take credit for somebody else's awesomeness.
No, yes. No, you didn't.
Awesome. What's the best trip of your life? I'm going to top it.
That's interesting you should say that. So, the best trip of my life.
I'm scared.
Oh, goodness.
I'm scared.
Going to location.
Going to location?
You mean as far as going to location?
Yes.
I mean, technically, it could have been location.
Man. Oh, I don't really like. Oh, I don't like where this is going, y'all. So, I'm going to just be quiet and let him tell me. What was the best trip of your life?
Honestly, I'm still waiting on it.
Okay.
I'm still waiting on the best trip of my life. Okay. I mean, I've had some really good trips.
Up to this point, what's been the best trip?
No Disney World? No.
Surprising, right? Surprising.
No Tybee? No, you didn't go to Tybee. You went to St. Simon's, right?
Yep. Still. Let's see. St. Simon's, Universal.
It wasn't in your previous job where you couldn't get out of it?
Your previous job
didn't take you any place that you was like, yes.
Panama, San Antonio, Chicago.
Well, dang. All right. So, challenge accepted.
Yes, indeed.
Challenge accepted, because I know how to plan some trips. All right. So, for me, I would probably say the best trip of my life was going. I went to Ohio. Why is it Ohio? I went to Ohio
to see my godson. It was when he was born. He was 2 weeks early, but you know, it's cool. Yeah. So that the reason I was the best year of my life is because that's my first godchild. And like, just looking at him, like, this, my best friend had a child. Like, we went to school together. Like, we did some stuff in the streets together. You got a whole baby. Like, you got a whole, like, a whole human child. And now she got two. Like, you got a whole human child. Like, what is this? And it looks like you. Like, what is? And so, yeah, that was probably the best trip of my life, just because it's like, wow, like, you thought enough of me to say, if something ever happens to me and my husband, this is going to be the life that you're going to take care of. Like, I love that boy so much. Now, my goddaughter, I hadn't met her yet because, you know, COVID and ish. Fuck you, COVID. But it's cool. I've still seen her. She's also, these babies just don't know how to come on time. She was 10 days late. She was born on October the 20th. Yeah, she was 10 days late. So I'm upset about that. She was supposed to be here on the 10th, but it's okay. That's still my October baby. I still love her to death. And it's just like, so that was probably the best trip, just because I got to.
I know. Didn't you want the first one to be?
Yes. So his birthday is April 29th. And I wanted him to be born in October. I just wanted her to hold him in until October, but she couldn't do that for some reason. I don't know why. I don't know why her body didn't allow her.
That was an over baby.
He would have been fine. Just clench you. I don't know how birth works. Just clench your stuff and just hold him.
That would cause some serious damage, I would imagine.
I don't know how it exactly works, but I feel like she could have just, if you ever hear this, best friend, you will, because I'm going to send it to you. You could have clenched your stuff and held him in there till October. He didn't have to be born in April, but it's okay. I still love you. So, with, I'm still, challenge accepted. I'm going to plan the best trip of your life. Boom. And you're going to be like, damn, that was the best trip of my life. Boom. So, as we all know, we live in a world where you know, things happen and don't. So, what amazes you most about society nowadays? Or doesn't amaze you?
The lack of common sense. Amazes me.
Yeah.
The stupidity amazes me.
Yeah.
Like, how can you be this stupid? Mm-hmm. Like, lighting yourself on fire,
jumping in crates,
eating Tide Pods.
What was the other one?
Storing condoms.
Yeah. Was that really one?
That was storing condoms.
And pulling it out of your, that's right. This, y'all smart. Y'all so smart.
Son stepping on crates.
That's what I said.
Expecting not to get hurt.
Yeah.
And then a certain brand of store selling said crates. Hey, after that went viral.
They was like, we're going to capitalize on this stupidity. And then you know what? Here's the thing. When I saw that store was selling those crates, I was like, these used to be free. Y'all used to throw these out behind the doggone garbage can. But now y'all sitting up here putting 99 cents on them. You know what? Capitalism at its finest. I'm telling you. Like, y'all, they literally had a pallet stacked full of the crates. And it was 98 cents. That should tell you where it was. 98 cents. I was like, y'all just throw it right behind the doggone dump. And now y'all sitting up here capitalizing on his ignorance. Y'all some. Hey.
Some people are different breeds. and then scary.
It amazes me. How scary it is.
You know, like, for these people to actually be surviving out here.
And here's the thing, like, I saw one, like, they took a picture of the bruises that they had from jumping over the crates. Like, my thing is, did you not think they was gonna fall? Like, why did you think that they was gonna hold you up? Like, what in your mind possessed you to believe that these milk crates gonna hold your body weight? It amazes me.
It amazes me.
For me, it's the ability for society to be so judgmental. The reason being is because we all have our faults. We are not perfect beings. Society is so very judgmental and so quick to do it too. It's like they look at you and they just assume that you just supposed to, you know, be one way or the other. And it's just like, where on earth do you get off judging me for the type of person that I am when you, sir or madam, have your faults of your own? Like, I just don't understand where the unmitigated gall you possess to allow for you to spew your hated judgmental thoughts on the world. Like, I don't get it. So the ability for society to be so judgmental is, it behooves me.
I agree with you, honey. I mean, society is extremely judgmental, and especially these Twitter people and the people, just like you talk stuff over the interwebs, and the moment I meet you in person, you want to act like my friend. Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And judging people on things that aren't even real.
All right.
At that. That's the stupidity in action there.
That is so true. Like, I was just reading this, post on Facebook, and it was, I don't know the young lady's name, but she was extremely skinny. And then you had Megan Thee Stallion, and then you had, I believe that was Doja Cat, and then Lizzo. And the post pretty much said the extra skinny girl is judged by her body. Megan Thee Stallion is judged because she's over sexualized, or, you know, over sexualized or something like that. And then I believe that was Doja Cat was, you know, judged from, you know, being too curvy. And then Lizzo was judged for being heavy. And it pretty much said that, you know, it seems that no body type is acceptable, and we just always gonna have something to say. And to be honest, that's kind of true. Like, it don't matter whether you skinny, fat, thick, whatever, there's always gonna be somebody or some sector of people that is always gonna have something to say. And so it amazes me at the extreme level at which we judge ourselves and others. What about you? What amazes you about society?
I got some good points. I mean, how stupid society is.
How stupid society is. Mm-hmm. We didn't say y'all was stupid. We just said. I mean, okay, Lady D said y'all was stupid. I was just,
y'all know who y'all are. Yeah.
This is true. All right, y'all. I just feel like it's insane to somehow to be able to criticize someone and in the same breath have so much negativity to say about yourself. Like, if you can look in the mirror and say, I am perfect in every way, congratulations to you. I want to meet you. But if you can look at, all right, we're not going to talk about PBIT. Yeah, that's true. It's nice to meet you.
What?
It's nice to meet you. Yeah, PBIT wake up every morning, look in the mirror and say, I am perfect in every way. And then walks out the door and says, I dare somebody to try me. I dare somebody to question how perfect I am. If you breathe wrong, you have questioned my perfection. Peasant. Alrighty, guys. So we're going to turn it over to Lady D. What wonderful question do you have? Or excuse me, thought provoking question do you have for us today? Oh, God, I don't want to ask it.
Well, the question I have today is, you are, okay, scenario. You are about to get in a fight. What song comes on as your soundtrack?
Oh, my God. Well, I know what song comes on as mine.
PB. Well, whatever I'm about to get an altercation with, gonna get a wonderful surprise. So, this is gonna be let's get it on.
Wait a minute.
Cause you're getting fucked. I don't wanna hear all that no play stop shit either.
Gosh. Alrighty.
Left field there.
You know what? Leave it to PB to come out of left field with his extra judgmental ass. Leave it with his perfection. His perfectly. I'm going to move on. Because that was not going to come out right. We're going to just go to Lady B. And what song is playing for you?
It's. For me, it could be an array of songs.
Pick one. We don't have no mixes on this track.
I have a mixtape.
No, you don't have a mixtape of ass whooping.
Multiple songs.
No, you don't have a mixtape of ass whoopings. You get one song. And you got to make it a good one.
Oh, jeez. It's a tie. I want to say Never Scared by Bone Crusher, but
you young people need to Google that.
Well, We Ready.
So pick one.
So indecisive. I'm just gonna go with Bone Crusher, Never Scared.
So P-Bid with Let's Get It On. Which I do not understand because you're getting into a fight. But I mean, I guess I can understand the underlying meaning of that. Lady D is Never Scared. I'm a Nuck If You Buck. So back in the day, I used to be a little scrappy monkey. And that actually was playing at one point. I really do think it was an accident. Like, we was at school and, you know, we was just, it just happened. Yeah. But anywho, that's that. So, yeah. I'm still stuck on this whole let's get it on. All right, well, let's get it on then.
Let's get it moving on.
All righty, good people. So that is going to do it for us today. But before we go, I want to leave y'all with this. Let's get it on. Let's get it on. I'm so sorry, y'all. All right, let me give y'all. Let me back up. If y'all ever get into a fight with P-Bid, please don't get it on.
Run away, run fast.
If you can still keep your feet bearings, run. My daddy used to call it shove and lay. You shove one, lay the other, but you do it real, real fast, and you got 25 horsepower on you. Don't ever get into a fight.
Do not let him catch you.
Don't let him, because y'all gonna get it on.
And you're gonna be out to draws before you know it.
And we mean this in all seriousness. You ain't gonna have no draws. You ain't gonna have no shoes. And then you gonna wake up in the morning being like, wow, where all my stuff at? Hey.
And then you're in about 7 to 10 business days, you're gonna get it in the mail and be like, who sent this to me?
With an invoice.
With an invoice, because he got to charge you for the less getting it on. So y'all, just keep it moving and just don't. If you, okay, this is what he looked like. He looked like butter pecan tan and pretty. So if you see somebody that's butter pecan tan and pretty, just keep walking. Just don't. They always say it's them light skins. So anytime something that look light skin that you think might be PB come up to you, just keep going. But here we go. As I was saying before, I was goodness. So rudely gotten it on. Storms will come. Don't be naive. Position yourself to overcome them. Thank y'all so much for vibing with us. If you had just as much fun listening as we always have making these, please make sure you subscribe and follow me on all of my lovely social medias. Yes, of course, I'm going to link them in the description. Also, don't forget to check out my blog to stay inspired, and we will catch y'all next Saturday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. Until next time, keep shining, loves. Peace. Don't get it on.